From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It's day two of the hush money payment trial involving Donald Trump. Six jurors now seated after a wave of potential jurors were released or dismissed. ABC's Catherine Falder says 12 jurors in all, along with six alternates, must be chosen before opening arguments.
And since they've come back from lunch, Trump's attorneys have been trying to strike a number of jurors that they don't believe should be on this jury, some for what they call controversial social media posts. The judge has agreed with the Trump attorneys in some instances.
Former President Trump, facing 34 felony counts, accused of falsifying documents and reimbursement payments to his fixer, Michael Cohen, during his 2016 presidential election. Trump has pleaded not guilty. GOP House managers delivered the articles of impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate, accusing Mayorkas of mishandling the migrant crisis. Democrats call it political. It's not known if the Senate will take up the impeachment articles. House Speaker Mike Johnson, facing an possible ouster vote after announcing he plans to bring separate funding bills up for votes on Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Representative Tom Massey says he'll join Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate. Johnson today says he won't resign.
I regard myself as a wartime speaker. I mean, in a literal sense, we are. I knew that when I took the gavel. I didn't anticipate that this would be an easy path.
President Biden in Pennsylvania making a campaign stop in his childhood hometown of Scranton. The president touted his economic plan and blamed former President Trump for making the economy worse before leaving office.
There are only two presidents on record in all of American history that left office with fewer jobs than when they entered office. Herbert Hoover. And yes, Donald Herbert Hoover Trump.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, though, signaling today stubborn inflation will likely delay Fed cut rates until later this year. You're listening to ABC News. According to a recent SEC filing, former President Trump might be a threat to Truth Social's business. ABC's Mike DeBusky explains.
An S-1 form from the Trump Media and Technology Group cites the former president's numerous legal proceedings and fluctuations in his reputation and popularity as potential risk factors which could impact the company's bottom line. TMTG is the company behind Truth Social, Trump's social media platform.
Trump's media valuation has fluctuated since going public in March. A Tennessee judge hearing arguments over whether a school shooter's writings could be made public.
The deadly Covenant School shooting in Nashville in March of 2023 that left three students and three adults dead has sparked a serious legal question a year later. Should the alleged shooter's writings leading up to the incident be made public? A judge is considering releasing the documents, which include at least 20 journals, a suicide note, and a memoir. Several news outlets, a gun rights group, a law enforcement nonprofit, and a state senator have all sued to force the release, claiming the investigation is essentially over since the shooter is dead. But most of the victims' families are against the writings going public, arguing they could add trauma and inspire copycats. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
British lawmakers debating a plan to introduce a landmark smoking ban aimed at stopping young people from ever smoking. That bill will make it illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone born after January 1, 2009. Supporters say if the bill passes, it will create Britain's first smoke-free generation. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.